We are WNST, Towson, Baltimore. Baltimore positive. We're recovering from the training deadline. We're getting ready for an incredible little ride of baseball here, as well as a football season. We're getting the Maryland Crab Cake on the tour on the road, as well as the Maryland Oyster Tour, which begins on September 5th. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the Gold Rush Sevens Doublers, at least for the time being. The Cheatstros are coming in later on this month. We'll be doing the showdown at Fadley's when that happens later on this month. And then our 26th anniversary happens on Saturday, but we're going to be celebrating all year long. And our friends from Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter sponsored our 25th anniversary. I don't know what to do with 26. It's like Rod Woodson's number. It was Boog Powell's number, sort of famously. But Wendy Bronfine is here. She is our defending champion of all things and chief cannabis officer here, as well as chief brand officer at Curio Wellness. They have clever shirts, like I'm a blunt person shirt, which I've always enjoyed wearing. Wendy, how are you? It's been a couple of weeks. I mean, you were away. I was away. I've been rocking, rolling, and you've been watching baseball and sponsoring Maritime Magic, which we'll get to in the Living Classrooms Foundation. But I missed you for most of July. How's your summer been? Hopefully better than the Orioles July was.
I know. It's been good. Yeah, I had two different jaunts down to the beach a weekend with my girlfriends that we always do, then the family vacay.
As you get older, you collect more people, more things, more traditions, right?
Yeah.
Kids.
Well, we literally came back from the beach on Saturday, and then my husband has a thing with his guy friend. So he left Sunday night and he's at the beach. And I was really jealous of that because I was like, he basically went back to back. And I was like, oh, you're so lucky you're going back.
But I don't have any of those things. I wasn't in a fraternity or sorority I tried to get some friends together on the 4th of July. That went well. But like, I just have goons from Dundalk that sometimes we get together on the 4th of July, but that's it. I don't have any. So like, I can just take off and go like to concerts this weekend, like I did with Thomas Dolby out in Ohio this weekend, or Sammy Hagar and doing stuff. By the way, you know what I'm doing tonight as we speak? And I know you want to talk about art. We got all sorts of things we got to talk about. Missy Elliott, Justin Timberlake, which I missed that show.
Oh, that was great.
But I pulled up the Curio Wellness website because I try to do that. We get together to talk THCV things and new strain names and all that stuff. You won BMAG's Best of Baltimore, right?
Yeah, Foreign Daughter, the dispensary, won Best Dispensary. It was very exciting. We're super psyched about it.
Yeah, well, I'm having dinner with Max Weiss tonight. And every time I get together with her, somebody like you wins, and I don't win Best of. They stopped giving me those awards back in the 90s, and I always give her a hard time. And now it's like an inside thing where, like, I'm never going to win again because I've said on the air next to her over a crab cake that I've denounced that winning's not important to me anymore. But then I have people like you on, and you get the little plaques, and you're going to have your little thing in August and a dinner and all that stuff. But it is nice when you win. It's nice to be recognized.
It's really. And look, you know, we're relatively new as a category, and with respect to it being adult use, probably more visibility now than we had when we were in medical. So
that's because you and I get together every week and do fun things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, literally it's the first best of off of like the first year of adult use. So I think that says something really fantastic about the store and what it offers the listening region, so to speak. So if you want that best dispensary experience, come to Timonium.
You know what the craziest thing is? I'm sure I met you somewhere along life's highway because we're sort of Baltimore people. We all have the same fishbowl here. But I think I met you formally for the first time at the Best of Baltimore party. We had like masks on. It was it was cray cray. And you had like sort of introductory cannabis things. And like, first off, Max is like, we're really completing all 35 years of our friendship this evening. We are going to Alamo McCallum's home movie theater, and we're ordering in, and we're watching a double feature of 70s. We're watching Shampoo and Network, two completely different spectrums of movies, but she is Baltimore Magazine, and I thought, hey, you won that award. I'm going to give her a hard time, and I'm going to promote the fact that you won it.
I love it. Thank you. First of all, that's such a fun evening. How did those two movies get selected for the evening?
Well, story goes like this. Alan was my baseball reporter from 1995 until they threw him out and threw me out years later. Alan runs the Kennedy Center down in D.C. He ran the Strathmore for years. Alan's a big deal, even though he's just a baseball guy around here. He's so good that, like, 105.7 actually had him on over the weekend. So Alan, 3 decades into this. So Alan's my guy. We've always talked about going to a movie. He knows I'm not a movie guy. He's a movie nut. He's also an Oriole complete aficionado. He's a jazz bassist. He's a man of letters, Alan McCallum. So Alan loves movies. Max is the movie queen. We were both on WBAL 30 years ago. I was the music guy. She was the movie girl. I thought she was a dude until I found out Max, the girl. She worked at City Paper, and I read her stuff for 10 years thinking she would have a mustache, but she does. So Max and I have had this thing for 30 years, and she's the movie gal, and she knows I've seen 5 teenage sex 21 years ago. We don't go to movies other than like the 40-year-old virgin or like anything that's meatballs related. So I don't go to movies, and Max is the movie queen. So Moeller, when we start this Baltimore positive thing, thinks that Max needs to meet Alan, and Moeller likes movies. So Grammy week, like 4 years ago, he put them on the radio together before we even like were zooming. And then I introduced them in person, and then they started like meeting on the side and going to movies together and leaving me out. And I found this out when I invited them to Coco's on the tour, and they sat next to me and they admitted that they really knew each other now, and that I thought I was doing something magnanimous. And then we did an hour and a half of radio, because they're both huge Oriole fans, and we decided we needed to do this thing, and tonight's the night we're doing the thing. So that there, oh, there's so your fun. Whole story, and it feeds right into the fact that you've won the Best of Baltimore Magazine.
You know what would go great with those movies? A chew.
Ha! There you go. What would you recommend at this point? Because you have like a new strain that we can't really say the whole word on, but it's get ish done, get stuff done, get
menorah that done. Enjoy ride. Well, yeah, I mean, if you wanted to, if you were looking to smoke, yeah, I think the Good Day, they're higher in THCV, which is non-psychoactive. It makes you kind of alert, energized, feeling on.
Right, we keep talking about this, and I'm a chew guy, right?
Yeah.
So you have put these in my possession before. These are Good Day, which is a great Australian thing. Good day. Citrus honey. They are THC with the V in there. I think we all sort of like THC gets me high. I did it in high school, but like there's THCV. Like you brought this up with me like 6 months ago. I'm not a scientist. I'm not like, I went to the Curio Wellness website and I see the whole scientific, and like, I see these people that look, I've been in your place. I don't know THCV. Is this a new thing? Why am I just hearing about this?
It's a minor cannabinoid. So, you know, THC is the big boy who everyone knows about, right? Because that's, quote, what gets you high. Then CBD becomes a very popular cannabinoid as well. And then from there,
that's inflammation, right?
Yeah.
CBD's inflammation.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's sort of other known minor cannabinoids, CBG, CBC, CBN, THCV, and they continue to discover them. So THCV is a relative, call it, of THC, but it is not, you're not feeling, quote, high from it, but it is giving you a kind of mental clarity and so for focus, for energy. So this is a much cleaner, if you want to smoke, this is a much like cleaner high. Like you're just going to feel good, but you don't feel high. And then that chew you showed is a blend of THCV and other cannabinoids for a daytime use, very similar.
Now I talked about the blood orange 2 weeks ago. The blood orange will give you a little psychoactivity, right? I mean, at 10 milligrams, it will.
Yeah, that's leading.
That's a concert. That's park the car at 5 o'clock, hang out instead of having the $15 beverages at Merriweather like I did at Blossom the other night. This would be a different kind of product for you to take the edge off, I guess.
Yeah. Or the lemon lime terp chews tonight for the movie, like uplifted mood, feeling relaxed, hang out, and watch some movies.
Those you guys are doing all the scientific stuff. And I guess this just goes back to Richard Nixon and, schedule and all those things. But when you're like, they're discovering things, they're still discovering things. And my medical mind can't get around that. And maybe this is like where your dad would be a great guest again to come back on and talk about pharmacy school and pharmaceuticals and neighbor care 30 years ago. And like, we take a Buffer and an Advil, a Tylenol, like I think about all Excedrin, all these brand names for all these things that were plant-based discoveries. discoveries by pharma many, many years ago and trying to figure out how to make the crick in my back go away with a couple of Advil for a long ride back from Ohio, which I took three Advil on Tuesday morning. I was driving 6 hours. And I said to my wife, I'm like, I took them like on the, like Youngstown. By the time I got to Pittsburgh, my back felt really nice. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know what the hell's in this or what gum tree plant it came from. I just know the plant that you take care of and cultivate here in Timonium under strict conditions is something that nobody was studying anything. And then you start to drop all of this alphabet soup on me. And I'm trying to learn it as we go along, because I think it's new for you and your family and everybody in the industry, right? To try to really do science and not sell weed to get people high, which I think people thought 10 years ago, that's what this was going to be.
Yeah, well, because it's federally illegal, that's eliminated a lot of the research in this country. So much of the discovery is happening in other parts of the world. And then in terms of how we work, like with all of our product development, we're kind of continually looking at things that as new evolving science, and then how can we basically take these active ingredients from the plant and then turn them into a product that is useful to patients and consumers, right? And to your point, it's like, there's a lot of people who are using it therapeutically, even on the adult use side. Like, just think about, like, you come in because you can't sleep or something hurts or you want mood correction or you want focus.
Or you're taking a long drive and you get out of the shower right at 6 a.m. after jamming with Sammy Hagar and you're going to sit ass flat for 6.5 hours trying to get down I-70. You might need some move, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, there's something about a balm that I rub it on and I know I'm not going to get high.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm driving and I'm good. There's something about the blood orange THCVs that I have that would not have been a good idea. But this at 5 a.m. probably would have been a really good idea.
Yeah. So the blood orange is, if it's adult use, it's 10 milligrams of THC and 2 milligrams of CBD. If it's medical, it's 20 milligrams. It's all double, 20 milligrams of THC and 4 of CBD. So yeah, you're definitely going to feel psychoactivity, but that product is more about dealing with any sort of muscle pain, body aches and pains. But clearly like a good one to use if you're not leaving the house.
So hold those single joints up, and I'm going to hold up this good day, but THCV. So this is a chew. You have a smokable product. When I think THCV, I swear, I don't think you and I talked about this product before as a science until 5-6 months ago. Mm-hmm. When did you start making the product, right? Because, and obviously it comes from a flower, but this was my first entree, was this product that will not get me high at all or create the psychoactivity. But were you creating this product 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? And why did I never hear about it in Colorado or Washington, California 10 years ago?
So THCV has definitely been a trending cannabinoid in recent years. Sometimes you hear it talked about because of like the energy part of it. And I think some people believe there could be some appetite suppression. So it's like kind of like the skinny people hear people say skinny weed. It's usually in relation to THCV. I think when we
taking away your not stimulating your appetite, which we all
right.
consider we're going to go eat donuts and Doritos and be up all night.
Right.
Munchies, right? The opposite of the munchies, right?
Yeah. So okay. When we developed that chew and we were surveying our trial group, we definitely heard more from people that had to do with energy and focus, alertness, than we were kind of heavily monitoring for lack of appetite. So I think the jury's out on that one. But for focus, energy, alertness, it is surely there. You know, and then it comes three ways, right? You can have it in flower that you can smoke. There's 2 half-gram pre-rolls in these tubes, 2 different strains. You have the chews that you have. And then there's also the tablet that we make that is pulse release, just like the Good Night. So you have an extended formula during the day. It gives you a sort of a nice mood correction and an energy uplift, but doesn't make you feel high.
So it's a tablet. I didn't
It's a
even know
tablet.
about this.
Yeah. Good day tablet. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't ask you what flavor it is because it doesn't matter. It's a tablet.
Yeah.
Wendy Bronfine is here. She is our chief cannabis officer. I'm really a chief brand officer for Curio, but educating me today as, you know, I've sort of all, and the strain names, have some fun with those because you name these things, get ish done. And what was the other name?
So what? some strains, like they come with their names. Some we will name if, but these came with them. So get done and joyride. So the difference is that the one that's about getting stuff done, is a 2-to-1 on the THCV to THC, and the joyride is closer to a 1-to-1. But in both cases, the THC in the good days are much, like, just the flower, the way it grows is much lower than buying regular flower. So you're already starting from less THC, so less psychoactive in general, and then it's topped off with a higher level of THCV, which is the leading cannabinoid, which is why you don't really feel particularly high. You just feel kind of good and energized, like alert or on.
We're making discoveries. I'll tell you, you know, and I'm just
it's
trying
a great
to get,
take a walk strain or like do stuff around the house or, you know,
get ish done, right?
Yeah.
They named it that. I mean, if they were going to name a strain after me, it'd have to be get stuff done. It wouldn't
right.
be sit around with Max and Alan and just watch movies and stuff like that. Maritime Magic. I want to talk to you because you brought James Bond by when I did Cup of Super Bowl, which we're doing again in February. I'm really gearing up for that. We have some cool sponsors that have been signing on for that because it was so much fun last year. We did 78 different charities. You were a part of a couple of charities, a couple of different segments, but James Bond and Living Classrooms and the importance of what they're doing. I know Curio's kind of stepped up, and I mean, you were a business that wasn't a business 10 years ago, and I've gone to 15 Maritime Magics and Brian Billick's involvement with me and with Living Classrooms and what we've done at WNST. Great bands, no question. My son, I was driving home from Pittsburgh, feeling good, right? Because I had some move on my back, and my son and I had like this long conversation through the mountains. And I said, "Hey, did you ever meet Thomas Dolby?" Because I was with Thomas on Sunday night, and he's a teacher here, and he and I are pals. And I was muling all his stuff back from Cleveland, Ohio, because he's going to Europe on the tour. And I said to my son, "You ever met Thomas? Because like, I feel like I do things with him, his wife, whatever." And he's like, "Yeah, I met him at Maritime Magic. We talked for like a half an hour. He's awesome." And I'm like, "That's right. That's what Maritime Magic does. It brings people together and you have these conversations and you forget where you meet people. I met you at Best of Baltimore." There are just some lovely events in Baltimore. Best of Baltimore is a wonderful one. It's happening the weekend that Mako's down in Ocean City. So it's a little bit weird. And I talked to Michael Teitelbaum the other day, but Maritime Magic's right there with being the best party in Baltimore that is affordable if you want to do that, charitable, but also just a great Baltimore night out. It really is.
Oh, absolutely. Well, look, I feel like this is one of those great parties. Black and White's one of those great parties. You know, in terms of the city itself, you got Artscape, another, like, these are just great things.
Shaka Khan. Yeah, we're going to do that this weekend.
Yeah. We were talking about it this morning, and Sheila E. on Saturday, and then the Whalers on Sunday. So I don't, it feels like a weekend takeover.
I like to live the glamorous life. Yeah, let's go, man. Well, I did the whole 80s tubular thing this weekend. I did Sammy Hagar and Loverboy. I'm ready for Shaka Khan.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the Whalers. I'm ready for all of it.
But the Maritime, it's an October event outside on the water, right down where Living Classroom has its headquarters. And we got involved with the organization a couple years ago. They're sort of our primary philanthropic partner, and asked us this year if we would be the lead sponsor for the event. And so we're happy to do it. Also, I actually, like, my husband and I, our story is sort of connected to Maritime. We had met at a party when I first moved back here, and then saw each other at Maritime Magic after that party, which was then the kind of next move before we actually had our first date. So
you met your husband at a Maritime Magic Living Classrooms feel good charity community event. No wonder you like, I met my wife at a hockey game. So, you know, it happens like that, you know, when you least expect it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maritime magic. Go to livingclassrooms.org. I've promoted that a million times. They're one of the great organizations in the city, trying to lift the city. And we're Baltimore Positive. We're always trying to do cool things around here. You guys are sponsoring all sorts of fun things. I mean, as Curio is a brand, and Foreign Daughter, which came a little later on, putting your name on important things at CFG Bank Arena. This is a good time. I know you were at the Oriole game this week, and you're getting downtown a little bit more often. The trading deadline, we got football coming. Lamar's the reigning MVP. I mean, we got Pearl Jam, Springsteen, Styx on the same night. I mean, the city's really coming back to life in a lot of ways. Fleet Week, all of that. A lot of big crowds for Oriole games. I mean, you were down there, big crowd on Sunday for the Padres.
Yeah, I mean, the crowds of the Oriole games is just the best. I mean, it just feels, it feels like yesteryear in the best way possible. And it's just so fun. And my, I mean, we've talked about this, but my, I feel like every week my 4-year-old is like deeper into his Orioles obsession. We now have a pair of like fake Pit Viper gloves that are glasses that are orange, which are baseball sunglasses. So he thinks everything. He loves Adley. It was the Adley bobblehead giveaway.
Does he have a wiffle bat? I need to know this.
He does have
kid.
That. And he all has right, a glove.
That's all. I don't need a glove. Just a wiffle ball
he
in the back. Let him hit. Let him swing and just – and get him one of the ones with the big – a bam-bam, like Fred Flintstone with that big – so you can just nail the crud out of the ball, and then you'll always – you know, you'll always want to play ball.
Oh, he's like the ball and the glove have not left his hand since it arrived. He wears it every morning in the car to school, then leaves it behind with the baseball sunglasses on. And then in the house, I just tell him you can't throw balls. So he's like, I'm just grounding balls, Mom. I'm just grounding them. I'm like, oh, okay.
Don't play ball in the house. I mean, Mrs. Brady told us that. You'll break the vase. Wendy Bronfine is here. She is the chief brand officer for all things Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. They're doing good stuff out in the community, making cool products that make you feel good, and far, far beyond what you may have thought or experienced about cannabis. And I'm always holding up products that help me, that I use on a daily basis. And this is my favorite. It's the Move Bomb. I'm, you know, and by the way, I bought this 420, and I was a little late, maybe 430, because you guys had your issues and point of sale and all that. But I'm telling you, I still got 80% of this stick left. So, and you're not selling enough of this, because you're putting the product goes too far. The bomb's
I know.
Good. Really
well,
good stuff.
You know, it's like a, you know, as a consumer, I'm like, it's great that it like it lasts forever. As
I use it 6 days a week.
Owner, it's like, oh God, we should make this product turn faster, but it's, you know, it is what it is.
It's a great
stuff.
Product. So I highly recommend this. And stop in. They're right on Timonium in York, just south, right across from the Nautilus Diner, Far and Daughter. And of course, you can find them at CurioWellness.com. Did I cover everything today? Best of Baltimore award winners. Don't think Max ain't going to hear that all night long. Believe me, you know. So if you could see Shampoo or Network, which one? Have you seen both or neither?
Seen both, but I feel like Shampoo is less fresh in my mind, so I'd probably go with that.
You ask why
I also used to work in TV, so like Network is like I've definitely seen that a lot.
Well, I went to New York to see Network on stage, and it was one of the great theater nights of, you know, my Bryan Cranston doing Network. Man, we were in the balcony in the second row overlooking the stage, a little overhang, like little mezzanine. Man, gunshot goes off. Wow! It was like better than a Super Bowl. It was really awesome. So I love Network. We're doing a double feature. You ask who picked the films, the cinema. We were talking, and on the way out, I'm like, you have to pick something old school, and it has to have some semblance of sex comedy to hold my interest and be something weird. And Max is like, I've never seen Shampoo. And I'm like, sold. So we're in. So Warren Beatty, Goldie, yeah. She didn't even know Goldie Hawn was in it. And that's Kate Hudson's mother. So, so we're going to do it upright. So, and Network's just, you know, so I have been compared very favorably to Howard Beale. I'm just letting you know that. So I've been mad as hell and not going to take it anymore from time to time, but it's going to have a different ending. Wendy Bronfine is at Curio Wellness. She's also in the front of BaltimorePositive.com. And summer's ahead. I'm sure you'll be out there discovering new flavors and new stuff. I'm looking forward to having you on again next week, and hope to see you at a concert sometime soon here.
Yeah. I think my next one's Pearl Jam. I don't know if I have anything. Oh no, that's not true. I'm going to the Sphere next week to see the dead.
Dead?
Yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
You know, if you set it dead with John Mayer, when you add Mayer in, I get real jealous about it. And I had a chance. I saw you two there. I am gearing up now. I'm saving all of my Curio nickels to try to go after the Eagles at some point on a night when they're not
Oh,
trying to
yeah.
break the bank. Because I love the music of the Eagles. I don't love the music of the Dead, you know? And I found this out. Like last week, the Foo Fighters thing came and went. And I'm not necessarily, I'm a Nirvana guy. I love Dave Grohl. There Goes My Heroes, the name of our charity that saved my wife's life. So I'm down with Dave Grohl and all that. I just don't own a Foo Fighters. Like, they're on my iPod. I play some songs. I know, you know, I know everyone. But I'm not into it the way Foo Fighters fans are. And I
Right.
realized on Wednesday morning, I didn't go to the show. We were all worn out because we went to a bunch of concerts. I've seen Sammy Hagar 3 times in the last 2 weeks. So in 3 states. So I'm nuts. But the Foo Fighters the next morning, I was like, I saw the clips and I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's nice, but it's not for me. I've just decided. And I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to Green Day next week because I don't think that's for me. But my kid's trying to drag me to see Dookie.
Where are they?
Hershey next Saturday
Oh.
night. I've been called an American idiot too. You know this. So I got to get out and check this out. Wendy Brown Fine, she is on the front of Baltimore Positive. Her and her staff always there to be helpful for you out on the web, as well as just stop by, walk in, learn about what everything is going on out at Farr and Dotter, just on York Road, south of Timonium Road. Wendy, be back next week. I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Doing a lot of music, a lot of rock and roll, and even being nice to the people from Cleveland this week. We're BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.